this is your Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
And there we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. What's up, Randy?
All right, so we're going to go over some news that's happened. But first and foremost, we had a guest here yesterday, Tampa Bay Buccaneer Alex Kappa. And I'm curious, what are your thoughts on doing like an Alex Kappa pie?
Oh, I love it. I love the idea.
Let's get with him. I'll talk to him in the locker room tomorrow, and let's do a Kappa pie.
There's a restaurant in Dublin, in Ireland, that has taken the McGregor pizza off their menu because they said he's just a despicable human being. He's not a nice person, and they no longer will name a pizza after him. So it's very common to have celebrity athletes and menu items named after them. But I think in this case, Alex Kappa pizza, or even with his father made the pizza, we could have two pizzas that would be reflective. And these guys are great guys, and they'll stay on the menu forever.
Okay, so I will talk to Alex in the locker room tomorrow and see what he would like, or should we wait until the tournament that we're going to do in December, where quite a few of the Bucks are going to come here and compete again this year.
You could tell they're a Cali influence with the artichoke hearts on it and the chicken and the healthy vibe.
I was scared to eat it, got to be honest. It looked a little healthy to me.
It looked healthy.
Did you, and I'm going to ask, did you? Of course you didn't. You hear about Tara La Russa?
No.
A little confrontation at a Trump rally protest.
Okay.
And it got physical.
Ooh.
And it's kind of a mistake to get physical with an MMA fighter.
Yeah, you don't want to get touched up by that guy.
And or girl. And she took this other person down. I guess the other person bit her.
Okay.
And she held her down until she kind of gave up. And
was biting allowed in the first UFC?
No.
There was no rules.
There were rules.
Two rules.
There was no biting, no eye gouging.
I thought there was no...
I'd make up something stupid.
Crotch kicking?
That was legal.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Kevin Hackney. Go YouTube Kevin Hackney, where he didn't kick the groin. He punched. He punched. Yep. And I want to say more than six.
Wow.
I guess they looked down on him a little bit, but it was legal. He didn't do anything illegal. And in response to something you said in the first hour, I think you have a better chance of Nick and Nate versus Poirier and Masvidal in a tag team event, whatever, in another country, on an Indian reservation, whatever, than you would ever have of Nick fighting Nate.
Huh.
One is not far-fetched. I mean, it's not going to happen.
Brothers fight all the time.
Yeah, but these
siblings fight all the time.
But these two would never.
And historically, they're usually bloodier than like fighting a stranger, like because you worry about lawsuits and you worry about getting in trouble. Like, you know, sibling rivalries are like the most dangerous of all rivalries.
If you asked me, would I ever get in a squared circle, a bare knuckle, or whatever with my older brother?
Yes.
And the money was worth it. I would probably jump at it.
Absolutely, you would.
I don't think Nick and Nate, under any circumstances, for any amount of money, would ever fight each other. But I could see, under the right circumstances, or with the right amount of money, all four out of their UFC contract, I could see them going and getting that done.
Sure.
So again, in a long story short, I proved you wrong.
Yeah. Anything can happen in combat sports. Anything.
Well, anything can happen in life.
Sure.
But I just don't think that would ever happen. But I do think you have a better chance of that happening. Gilbert Melendez was released by the UFC.
Okay.
At one point, I said Gilbert Melendez was the best fighter not in the UFC. And according to our content partner, MMA Weekly, who just called me during the break, Gilbert Melendez was 1-6.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good way to build a career.
Once again, I do have a stack of tickets if you're in the Tampa Bay area for Blue Oyster Cult this Saturday at Ferg Sports Bar. I'll hook you up with some tickets. All you have to do is post, tweet, text, stop by Torta Pizza, whatever.
I wasn't going to be going, but I think I'm going to go. And now that I know the songs, I think I would have a good time.
Well, and I just happen to know the owner of Ferg Sports Bar.
As do I.
And I'm pretty sure not like I do.
Well, you probably know him better.
Yeah, maybe we get in the back and get up there and sing with Buck. Speaking of the Diaz brothers,
okay.
I guess some knucklehead tweeted or somehow informed Nate that he lost his rent money and he's living in his car on betting on him over Masvidal.
Oh, really?
And the tweet that I saw said something to the effect of, I gotcha.
Really?
So Nate's gonna...
That's not Nate's...
I'd like it. I'd like it, but I wished he would have just said...
Yeah, but how do you know there's any merit to that? How do you know it's true? You don't know. The guy could just be hustling. I'm like, oh, I bet. They're like...
Here's what I would strongly recommend.
Okay.
If it's a scam, you're scamming the wrong person. What?
Not really.
Not really.
I mean, what's Nick going to go beat him up and then he gets a lawsuit for millions? And
you had a knucklehead send somebody to you.
Yeah, but I have nothing to lose.
No, they do. Well, you don't have anything to lose.
True.
But this celebrity in the Tampa Bay area who allegedly sent a knucklehead to threaten you.
Yeah.
Come, I think Nick and Nate are a little more street than the knucklehead that plays in the Tampa Bay area.
Oh, way more street.
So I'm saying,
yeah.
Do you really? And again, I used to run charity events. I had people request wishes and stuff that was scams.
Right, of course.
You know, so it's going to happen all the time.
Of course.
I'm sure that they're going to, you know, check it out. Or the letter will say, if you cash this and I find out it's not true, your rear is ours, not mine. We will fly you to Stockton.
There you go.
And if you make it out alive, you can keep the money.
Because if anybody who gambles on sports betting or sports booking, if they lose, why don't you just write it to the person and like to give us that story? Then it goes viral, and then you get your bill paid.
Here's another one of the please do me a favor and shut the F up.
Okay.
So we talked about Tyson Fury and Tyson Fury that allegedly wants to get into MMA.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
The professionals have spoken. They said he's pretty good.
Well, and he might be, but he fights for millions. He's not going to go fight an MMA fight for thousands, for tens of thousands, for hundreds of thousands. He's not going to do it.
I mean, if Bellator is paying $1 million for prize money and other organizations are paying $1 million for prize
tournaments.
Money.
No, that $1 million is a tournament.
Right.
All right. So that means he's got to fight 2, 3, 4 times. He's going to fight for $200,000? Now, he did donate, you know, his money from the Wilder fight.
If he doesn't need the money, and he does it because he wants respect, and he wants, you know.
All right, so here's where stupidity got even stupider.
Okay.
Tyson Fury's dad has now challenged Dana White to a fight. And he says, keep my son's name out of your mouth.
Okay, so he's defending his son.
But shut up.
Yeah, Dana White's not fighting anybody except, I mean, come on.
It's just stupid.
I mean, why does everybody want to call everybody out? Like, I got to call somebody out.
Why does everybody want to do it? Because of Twitter?
Yeah.
Because of publicity, Facebook? Notoriety. Well, no, it's not that. It's, do you think the two of them will ever cross paths?
Whose dad would win? Tyson Fury's dad or Mayweather's dad?
Who knows?
That's,
I don't know.
See, that's a legit fight I'd like to see.
Really?
Yeah. Or Conor's dad. Or not Conor's dad, but Khabib's dad. Put Khabib's dad in there. Wrestle a bear, wrestle a gypsy.
I don't want to see any of that. But then again, you're right. It could be a good fight.
Yeah, let the dads fight. Tag team. Dads versus son. Like the son and dad. Tag team match. Khabib versus his dad.
Okay, how about one step further? How about Fury and Wilder team together against their dads?
Perfect.
Right?
Why not?
So now you set it up. So say Fury starts and he's fighting Wilder's dad.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Because somehow it just... And then all of a sudden you switch it real quick. So now Wilder is fighting his own dad.
Why not?
Just saying.
And the Diaz are in there. Like it's a Royal Rumble.
It could be silly. Is it today? Or it's today or tomorrow the big WrestleMania tickets go on sale.
Oh, yeah.
WrestleMania coming to Tampa Bay. Your hero, I'm sure, will be involved in that.
Oh, yeah.
Any insight yet? Does he tell you anything?
No.
On or off the record?
Doesn't.
Okay, let's just get the on record.
On the record, he doesn't talk about anything wrestling related. Like just like you when you're in the Bucks locker room, you don't talk football.
Yeah, we really don't.
You speak wrestling and MMA and pizza and you know. Same thing with Terry. I mean, if it's not motor or car part accessory driven, like mostly Mopar, Dodge Demons, racing, tire, suspension. If you're not a gearhead, Hulk Hogan's not talking to you. that's the way it breaks down. And we'll be back after this break.
That was an awful way to go to break.
Are we on break?
No, I already turned you. No, we are going to break, but you kind of took it. Kind of.
What did I know? Like, but this is a.
Yeah, you're right. You are really bad at this.
I'm terrible.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We're going to hit this break. When we come back, more rambling from the clothed pizza man. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset. You get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainsart.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo choo, motherfuckers.
I was worried.
Russian Hammer's coming to Biloxi.
I got to be honest. As soon as I heard that that was the liner, I'm like, oh, please tell me that you fixed it. Please, you know, I never know which one I send.
It was funny is that I've gotten that liner twice at two different cities, two different times.
It's the exact same liner.
It's the exact same liner.
Well, that's his thing. Choo-choo. I've seen it in other interviews. But, yeah, he gets back in the squared circle in Biloxi this Saturday against Jason Knight.
The rematch.
You know, it's tough to have a rematch. It's tough to have number two. Rocky won. Allegedly, by most people, is the greatest Rocky of all time. I disagree. Rocky
five. You're a five guy.
I'm a five guy, only because of the street fight.
It's like the Bonner-Griffin fight. I mean, you know, how can you top that, right? And nor why do you want to change that image in your head if that was like such an iconic moment for you as a fan, right? Why do you want to like distort it with like a one that doesn't live up to the same hype?
I'll tell you why. Because this is a fight you can promote. This is a fight. It's another main event. You know, whether it's Randy Tito, whether it's Chuck Tito, whether it's Randy Chuck, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's if it can sell, if it can live up to half of it, let's be honest. It doesn't have to top what the first one was. If it's three quarters what the first one was, it'll be just as exciting.
Sure.
They'll get the eyeballs that they need,
right,
that Bare Knuckle needs to continue on. All right. So I'm going to let you decide what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Are we going to talk about MMA, kids MMA? Are we going to talk about NFL football, college football, or WWE?
Let's go kids MMA.
All right. From what I read, and you know I don't read much.
Sure.
What I read, two 12-year-old girls are going to be fighting this weekend on an MMA card. Shockingly, on an Indian reservation.
No headgear?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Give me your thoughts. And I'm struggling with this because I'm dead against it until I start thinking about it. If you're going to allow kids to train,
right?
And I'm against young children fighting.
Right.
You know, I've had to go to some events that I'm judging, and then, you know, we have to get up and walk away as judges, you know, because we're not involved, you know, on kids and that kind of stuff. Exhibitions. And I've seen some kids' exhibitions where an arm bar was put on and he didn't let go. You know, it's pretty drastic. Anybody, but for a kid. But I'm really struggling. I think I'm against it. But then if you're against it, why let them go train at all? Why teach them?
Well, man.
I know it's a struggle.
I think in the 25 years ago when UFC fighters were still UPS drivers by day and UFC drivers at night and KFC on the weekend.
I guarantee they made more money as a UPS driver.
But I mean, I think.
Did you ever work for UPS?
No, but I worked for KFC.
I did as well, but I also worked one day at UPS.
Okay, one day.
One day. And they give you 45 minutes to empty that huge semi.
Okay.
And it's, you know, there's a platform down the middle. So there's packages from the bottom all the way to the top.
Wow.
And should I tell you how then, I don't know if things have changed, but if I tell you this, you may never ship with the company again.
Okay.
And again, I can only tell you what I was taught back in the day.
Right.
In the I think it was the 80s. You pull the box on the bottom.
Oh, so everything falls.
And they all fall down.
Oh.
And then you line them up.
Which was faster, you emptying the truck or you quitting that job?
Well, I quit it at the end of the shift. I did do the whole shift. I was going to college, and then I would go do. You'd go in at like 4 a.m. It was.
I think it'd be
easier to be Kevin James and be driver up there in Brooklyn.
The driver's good. Yeah. But I think for the kids thing, I would say 25 years ago, I'd be dead against it. Absolutely not. I think now, as you see, tennis players peak at 15 to 17 years of age. Track stars, gymnastics, and MMA as a sport is evolving to where these kids are starting to eat, sleep, and train at age five to have a fighting career. That is
well. That's why I said that.
So if they don't get into competition, I mean, I think it's. I'm okay with it. Yeah, I'm okay with it. I think because of the evolution of the sport, and it is a livelihood, and it's a way for these guys to, you know, to have a career, and a lot of sports, you know, they peak before they become adults. So, yeah, I mean, you think a guy just got a $100 million contract coming out of football at a college, didn't start playing football at age five and Pop Warner,
right?
You know, taking hits and helmets and concussions. And so, if you're okay with football if you're okay with soccer.
That's what I'm saying. I'm struggling with it, yeah. But I'm leaning towards changing my opinion.
I think you got to let them fight.
Okay. We talk NFL, NCAA, or WWE?
NCAA.
The top four came out. Alabama is not in your top four.
They're not. They lost
can come back.
LSU.
Well, they lost to LSU and a former Heisman Trophy winner. Do you see the Heisman Trophy package?
No.
That the Baltimore Ravens have? They have three Heisman Trophy winners in the backfield.
Okay.
It was pretty cool. So Mark Ingram made a comment about what cost the Alabama Crimson Tide was Trump showing up and them showing Trump in the stadium. And I tweeted, like I have to, and said, no, I think the fumble at the five-yard line cost the game a whole lot more than that. But they can make their way back. They truly can. Right now, LSU, Georgia are also in the top four.
Uh-huh.
They'll probably play each other.
Right.
When they do.
There'll be another loss.
There'll be a loss, most likely to Georgia.
Right.
Now, if Georgia wins, it could just flip-flop. LSU could maybe only fall to three or four. But if LSU beats Georgia, Alabama has a shot. If Minnesota beats Ohio State, A, I'm going to throw a party because there's not many things I dislike, but Ohio State is one of them, and knock them out. So there is a chance for all of you Alabama haters that they can make their way back in.
How proud was Michael Clayton this week on since LSU beat?
Probably Alabama. Just as proud as my niece was.
And that was?
Pretty proud. My niece goes to LSU.
Okay.
So brother went to Alabama. Niece goes to LSU now. So
that's
that's
a big rivalry in the family.
Yeah.
Putting the family hairs up.
Is it a rivalry? How can it be a rivalry? They haven't won in, 8 years?
Yeah,
so I'm saying a rivalry has to be. USF used to say that about UCF. It's not a rivalry.
Right.
You don't beat us.
Right.
It's not competition.
Right.
Now it's changed. So now it's not a rivalry for UCF either.
That's true.
You know, so
while we're on NCAA, any likelihood that Deion Sanders becomes the new head coach of Florida State?
I don't know, but you could reach out to Bubba and ask him.
Yeah,
you know they're tight. He would know.
Yeah.
So stop on by the studio and
ask
him.
He's the right guy. Be a head coach of a football program. I mean, he's a great player. Great.
At this point, I hate when people even respond to that. We don't know. Look at all the people that ripped John Lynch. And ripped the San Francisco 49ers for bringing John Lynch in as the GM.
Sure.
No experience. Never, never, never. They were only undefeated until Monday night.
And they only lost by a touchdown? Against the Seahawks.
Against the possible MVP.
Right.
You know, so.
Sure.
And then let's put all of that in the big circle of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are sitting at a not very good record. I think it's 3-6. And they easily could be 6-3.
Sure.
You know, they easily could have beat the Giants. They easily should have, could have, would have beat the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
Seahawks just beat the undefeated team.
Right.
It is crazy.
That's how close it is in professional sports. I mean, any given Sunday, these guys could win.
I disagree, but okay. I disagree.
On any given Sunday?
I know there was a movie, Any Given Sunday. I also know from somebody who was on the set of some things that happened on the shooting, literally, Any Given Sunday. But I disagree with that. On any given Sunday, the Miami Dolphins will not beat the Seattle Seahawks. On no Sunday.
Don't say that. They just won two in a row. Didn't the Dolphins just win two in a row?
Yeah, they're blowing what their chance of what they were trying to do. They were losing. And I told you, or maybe I did it on the Monday Night Show, one of the greatest lines I think I've seen is the Miami Dolphins are tanking the season for the number one pick, and the Jets still lost. To me, that's funny. That's funny stuff. But, you know, you take your bottom two, three teams. The Cincinnati Bengals will never beat the 49ers this year.
Well, never say never.
Well, they're not playing, so I can say
okay, well,
they're not going to win
this year.
I can guarantee you.
But in professional sports, I think the talent, any given game, they can win a game.
I disagree.
My thing. Okay.
Unless we're talking Major League Baseball and you're cheating to win a game. Did you see that? Of course you didn't.
No.
A former Houston Astro has come out and said that they cheated. They had a camera in center field stealing signals. Allegedly, just in case an attorney's listening.
Right.
That they would steal, they would figure it all out, and that's, you know, they've won 100 and some games the last 3 years.
Well, I mean, I thought they changed signals every day. Like, don't they change them every game? Like, that's your responsibility not to be cheated on.
if you're lazy and you don't change them.
Right. I mean, if you paint your fingernails pink and neon green and you keep the same signals from game one to game seven.
What does fingernails have to do with?
They paint them so that the pitcher can see them more clearly. So if you're going to record it from outfield, it's even more bright. You can see the fingers from center field.
I think you would be a better team and would prove more if, as you're catching, you would just yell out to the pitcher, fastball!
Right. Like, tell him what you're going to do. Like Babe Ruth, he like pointed. He's like, I'm going to hit the ball right there. And then he did it.
All right, let's go hit a break. I just got a text. Guest ready. He will be calling in momentarily. So let's hit the break when we return.
This is
the
big
natural Randy Couture.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun! Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset. You get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Torta Pizza Avenue and 4th Street here in St. Pete. A lot still to get to, but somebody is taking a few minutes out of his time. He's doing some really cool stuff today, I believe. Things change, I'm sure. On the phone with us, yes, the living legend, a living legend, Randy Couture. Randy, how are you?
Doing good, bud. How are you?
Not too bad. Appreciate a couple minutes. Are you up there in D.C.?
Yes, sir. Just finished the hospital visit here about an hour ago. So got some free time. Happy to be on the phone with you.
Well, we appreciate your time. And first and foremost, how are you doing health-wise? Obviously, everybody on planet Earth and on Mars knows what's happened. And just give us an update, think, okay?
Everything is good. Should have had this blood thinned out a long time ago. I feel great. So strangely normal. I feel very good. Obviously I've been on a statin to keep the cholesterol as low as possible and a blood thinner so nothing sticks to that new stent.
Well, that's good. And the video that Mindy put together, there was some really funny stuff on that.
Yeah, amazing. The outpouring of love and affection was overwhelming, and the videos were really cool. So Mindy got on it, and it was really sweet, really cool.
Are you tired of talking about not the health portion? Because, you know, again, if we can help one person, you know, save themselves, save a life, obviously that's great. But, you know, about how it happened and how you walked to and from, are you tired of talking about that?
I haven't had to talk about it that much. I think everybody saw the story. Glazer, you know, blasted it out there and kind of told everybody what a knucklehead I am. But it worked out, and certainly happy it worked out the way it did. And it reminds me of being over just a month or two ago. We were out camping at Yellowstone, you know, we were in Yellowstone too, but we were in Yosemite, and we hiked up top of Yosemite Falls, and we're talking about dehydrated and tired. That was a long hike, and something like that would have happened then, it would have been a whole different outcome. So I was happy the way it turned out.
Absolutely. That would have been a long walk to the hospital.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, one of the main reasons, obviously, always welcome on the show, and we thank you for your time. But, you know, I do a lot with Dave out there at MMA Bobblehead, and I know he just made the announcement on Monday. And talk about how that whole process went together and how much input you had on the bobblehead. I've seen it. It's outstanding, like everything that he has done.
Yeah, amazing detail. And, you know, I saw Dan Henderson's bobblehead, and Danny's the one that turned Dave on to me, and I've kind of been involved in the process from start to finish. Asked me what images or pictures of my fighting career that I think would be good and would make a great bobblehead, and kind of narrowed some things down, and then he tweaked some things from there, and you know, then it came down to designing the box and the packaging and all that other stuff. So I mean, he just did an amazing job. It came out really, really cool.
And I always correct Dave, and anytime I talk about it, so I'll just correct what I just said. They're really not even bobbleheads. I know they are, but to me, they're really figurines. I mean, the quality that goes into them, and for him to put as much into the box itself, because that's just as much a collectible item as the figurine/bobblehead is.
Absolutely. He took into account some of my old military experience and put the 101st on there, and obviously coming out on Veterans Day and Veterans Weekend was pretty cool, too. But the attention to detail is remarkable.
Now, being a competitor that you are, has Dave told you, and I haven't even asked him this, what the numbers have been on the other athletes that he's had up to this point? And do we get competitive and make sure that the Randy Couture figurine/bobblehead outsells them all?
I have no idea, and it was the question I even thought to ask. So, It'll be what it'll be. I'm not too concerned about it.
What else are you doing? I saw a story that you were going right back to work, you know, when you did get out of the hospital. So what else is going on in the rest of your career right now?
Well, I had just started a movie with Michael Jai White called Outlaw Johnny Black. So it was one of the things that made the heart attack so strange. On Tuesday, I was at a horse riding out in Simi Valley for the film. And then Wednesday, obviously, had the incident and ended up in the cardiac ICU on Wednesday night. So it was a little strange. But finished up the movie with Michael Jai. It came out. I think it's going to be a great one. It's going to be funny. And it's definitely one of those throwback westerns like Blazing Saddles. I think people are really going to dig this film.
Any way you sneak the harmonica in?
No, no harmonica. Set in the 1880s, I'm not sure harmonicas even existed.
Well, I don't know. Every time you watch a Western movie, they're always sitting by a fire, you know, with a harmonica. Yeah. But yeah, if we're going that far back, maybe not. Let me ask you a question. We talked about this in the first hour, I believe. It has been reported that on Saturday, two youngsters, I believe they're 12 years old, will be involved in a MMA fight. I believe it's on an Indian reservation, but it doesn't matter where it's going to be. I'm conflicted. I'm arguing with myself. So give me your opinion on that.
12 years old from Class A full contact MMA seems a little young to me. But I don't know the particulars. I'm not sure if they're wearing protective gear. You know, are they wearing bigger gloves? Are they wearing shin guards? Are they wearing headgear? What are the rules of engagement for these two young men? Or women. I mean, it wouldn't matter. But we started training at 6. Obviously, it's very controlled. It's about fun and fundamentals and technique. They have plenty of time to get serious about the sport down the road and all of that. But their developing health is probably the most important concern. And so those are the questions I would ask in that situation, for sure.
That definitely makes sense. And you know, I've been at a lot of events here in Florida, and I've, you know, judged a lot of them as well. And I watched some of the referees, and that's just as important too, especially really in any fight, but at 12, 14, whatever, I want a referee in there that A, knows what they're doing and, you know, can jump in quick enough because of the age. So I'm conflicted. I'm arguing with myself like I normally do.
I hear you, but you know, we start kids in wrestling at pretty young. I know there are kids out there that start boxing at a very young age. So I don't think it's out of the question. I just think it needs to be controlled. It needs to be regulated, and safety needs to be paramount.
Final question for you. And again, thank you very much for your time. I know you're up there at the VA doing some things in D.C. I had a question and it just kind of went out of my, what is Mindy doing? And I know she's been doing a lot of movies as well.
Mindy has a Christmas movie coming out with John Schneider. I believe it's called The Christmas Cars with John Schneider. I'll get the title right or she'll kick me down the butt. She's very excited about that. She got to work with John in his studios in Louisiana and was really happy with how the film came out and thinks it's going to be a great Christmas movie.
Very cool. Looking forward to that. And it did just now come back. I don't know why I couldn't think of the word charity. Heavily involved, you know, in charity. I know you have your GI Foundation. Talk about what's going on with that and how people can help and get involved.
Well, obviously today is a great day, and that's what all the hard work all year is for. I've come out here to the hospital at Walter Reed every year and sit down with some families and give out the foundation money. We raise some money with the Extreme Couture GI Foundation. XCGIF.org to help some of our troops that have been wounded in combat that are in transition back to civilian life, try to take at least some of that financial pressure off of them while they're in that situation. Sometimes up to 2 years, getting straight, getting surgeries, getting, you know, someone learning to walk again. There's a whole bunch of situations there, but we want them to worry about one less thing. So if we can put a little money in their pocket and solve some of those problems for them, makes life a little easier. And obviously MVP is the other big foundation that I'm involved with, and we run the Vegas chapter out of the Extreme Couture Gym. And, you know, again, those guys, they transition out of the uniform, whether they were a professional athlete or a soldier, lose a piece of their identity. That transition can be very, very difficult. Obviously, you know, we're losing 22 to 25 soldiers a day to suicide, which is crazy. And so finding a way to get them reconnected to folks that understand great places that they can both train and reconnect to the veteran community has been really, really important with MVP and very powerful.
Very good stuff. As always, thank you very much. And when I see you in April in Nashville, meatballs are on me.
I appreciate it. I always love that trip. It's become one of our favorite things to do in the spring is go down to Nashville with Kevin Carter and Waiting on Wishes.
Good stuff. Randy, thank you very much. Say hi to Mindy, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. Thanks, Randy.
That is Randy Couture. He is the legend, like we talked about, in a cage, out of a cage, in a car, and eating meatballs. It's kind of an inside joke, but I will fill you in on the joke when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset. You get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com. and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
You know who's not going to get KO'd by Justin the Highlight Gaethje?
Who's that?
Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor wants no part of Justin Gaethje. Zero.
That's a smart move.
Wants no part of Jorge Masvidal. If you had to.
Okay.
All right, you're Conor McGregor, you're, yep. What's your name again?
Matthew McClellan.
Okay. Have you seen, what is it, the Geico commercial? And the Geico comes up, Geico comes up to the computer, and the guy's working on a computer, and he goes, you don't know my name, do you? And the guy goes, no, I know your name. I don't know the other guy who looks like you's name. What's his name?
You like Bob?
Yeah, like Bob. Tell Bob I said hi. All right. First and foremost, the meatball story,
yes,
which I think I've told before. So we stay at a hotel, I won't say the name, in Nashville,
yep,
for Waiting for Wishes. It's one of my favorite charities, where I've met a lot of awesome people. Titus O'Neil has come. Billy Zapka and I have become friends because of it. So we go and grab lunch. It's Randy Couture. It's Mindy Robinson, who you need to go check out the movie. She's awesome. My daughter and myself. So we go and we grab food, and Randy orders an appetizer of meatballs.
Okay.
And one meatball comes up. So he questions it. He goes, I ordered meatballs. And they said, yeah, that's what you got. And we all like, no, that's a meatball.
That's a singular.
It's a mall.
It's not plural.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the joke.
I mean, but if it's Randy Couture, and if I'm in the restaurant, and I know that it's Randy Couture, which I'm sure everybody in that restaurant knew.
I don't know. I don't know if they knew.
I'd be like, send over the guy 6 meatballs.
Would you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm over the top with everything I do.
Well, the thing about you, and oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to say something nice about you.
Oh man, yeah. Somebody write this down.
I really don't want to do it, but. I don't think you'd care whether it's Randy Couture or the next person who walks through the door.
That's true. I treat everybody the same.
You know, I've seen you give away more food, and I slap you in the back of the head.
That's true.
Because you're going to go bankrupt, except for the food you give to me.
Right.
That's okay. It's everybody else that I have a problem with.
The food you receive is all right.
It's okay. Right. But it's everybody else that I have a problem with.
It's just my spirit, man. It's just what I do.
No, I get it. But we just all found it funny. Meatballs, and it's one. We'd like to order 3 helpings of meatballs. That way we know we'll get 3.
So when you asked Randy about the 2 12-year-olds fighting in an MMA event, you should have asked Michael Jia White, who he just got done filming with, because that guy has 8 black belts in different martial arts, and he achieved his first one at age 12.
Now's a good time to bring that up.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I didn't want to interrupt your amazing interview.
Oh, well, it would have been nice to drop some knowledge.
I didn't want to contribute in a positive way. Then you'd expect it for next week.
Ain't that true? All right, so every time I've asked you, what do you want to talk this, you've stayed away from WWE.
Yes.
Have you heard the news?
I have not heard
the news. It's earth-shattering.
Okay.
It truly, truly is.
All right.
Well, first, you know what happened in Saudi Arabia, right?
Vince took off.
Definitely don't. Yeah,
left everyone high and dry.
Not everyone. There was a few people, including your boy, had his own private.
Right. Like Hogan had his own plane to get out.
Yeah.
But everyone else was on their own to fend for themselves to get out. He left like 200 people behind.
Yeah,
because the deal fell through. Like the $200 million contract, like the prince didn't follow through, and so Vince was like, "I'm out."
He took off. Certain people left, and everybody else was there.
Isn't there a movie? It's like, you're cool, F you, I'm out.
Well, it's kind of like, in Gladiator, where the guy would lift his thumb up or down. But here's the earth-shattering news.
Okay.
And it goes back to, as much as I don't want to give you any credit at all, don't ever say never.
Right.
It appears CM Punk is returning to WWE.
Really?
So he made an appearance on one of the backstage shows or whatever.
Okay.
And, they played the music, and they all played it up like they're actors. Oh, my God. I can't believe that. And CM Punk walked into
Phil Brooks, do you mean?
Well, no. He's CM Punk in WWE.
But in UFC,
he's Phil Brooks.
No. They used CM Punk on his fight.
Right.
to promote the fight.
He owned that name, which is very rare, as we all know.
Wow.
Well, he would have had to. You think that if he didn't own the name CM Punk, that Vince would have allowed him to use it in the UFC?
They had to have some kind of agreement.
Exactly.
Because Vince owns all of that. Doesn't he own all the names?
Does he own Hulk Hogan?
Yes.
So how does Hogan use that name at all? It has to be allowed somehow.
I'm sure Hogan owns a percentage of it. He has to.
He doesn't have to, but obviously he owns something for them to be able to do it. Dean Ambrose doesn't own Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Because he's, Moxon or that was one of the Varsity Blues or Johnny Moxon, which is ironic.
Speaking of being a big WWE guy, Chris Jericho's house just got reduced to like $250,000. So he's trying to unload that thing. So if you want to move into a new crib down here.
Is he leaving Tampa Bay?
No, but I think he just moved to a different house. But he just had a price reduction. So any WWE fans want to live in a
Didn't he just have a big sale or something? Wasn't that him that had a huge sale?
Like a garage sale?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that was Chris Brown. That's Chris. Not Chris Jericho. Chris Brown.
I'm pretty sure it was Chris Jericho. Okay. And it wasn't like announced until the last minute. And people ran down there and bought all his gear and all sorts of stuff.
If you could go to one garage sale of anybody, who would it be? Like Prince, Michael Jackson. I guess that's a good question for the fans. Like if you had one celebrity's garage sale, you could go and you'd be the first in line to get there.
Well, then it's obvious. I mean, it's obvious. Come on.
Rocky,
It would be Stallone, because if I could scarf something Rocky, if I could, something from Rambo.
Get a banana clip and a fighting robe.
I would want the robe or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously there's numerous.
Which robe? The Rocky robe or a Macho Man Randy Savage robe?
Oh, that would be tough. That would be tough. And when I think back, and I know I've talked about this before, when I think back that I auctioned off for charity a Macho Man robe that Jimmy Hart donated.
Right.
You kind of like, why didn't I buy it? I went to an auction and a Ray Nitschke game jersey sold for like $250.
Wow.
Now, I didn't have $250 in my pocket at the time, but are you kidding me? Why didn't I buy that? The Glenn Frey back in the Eagles days.
Sure.
But, I would have to say something Stallone. Just because.
Sure.
We talked about this, Greece is coming to town.
Travolta.
I was going to pretend to be you and say Tony and Don. What's his name?
Tony and Don.
No, Tony. I can't think of the dude's last name. I want to say Olivia, but I can't think of his
Olivia Newton-John?
No, but it's Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta are coming. And a friend of mine paid $1,100 for the meet and greet. Who would you spend $550 to meet just to get a photo with? Because that's really all it is. And again, it goes back to the same thing, Rocky Balboa. But other than that, I don't know if I'd spend that kind of money for anybody.
I'd go, I don't know.
Freddie Mercury, if you bring him back from the dead.
I'd go Nate and Nick Diaz. I'd give him $550 each.
I can set that up.
The Diaz brothers, $1,100.
I can set that up.
Can you get them to the restaurant, though? I'll give you $1,100. You bring the Diaz brothers to Tour de Pizza.
No, it's not enough.
Why?
Well, A, because you'd have to bring them here.
No.
Now, if they were in town.
Okay.
In not even Tampa. If they were in.
Well, they don't come to the East Coast, so. Man,
especially now, after the last East Coast trip.
We're too close to Miami. I'm like, you don't want nothing to do with The Rock or Masvidal.
The next fight's going to have to be on the West Coast, but I don't know if there's anybody that I'd spend $550. Now, a dinner, who would you want to have dinner with? You donate to charity $500. It's just you and whoever.
Okay.
Might be different.
Sure.
That's more than just a photo op. It's kind of getting to know somebody.
Of course.
It's quick, in and out. But so who would that be for you?
Dinner. I'm probably going to go with Barry Sanders.
Really?
Yeah. I think I want to know, what was going on in his mind when he, walked away. Why he quit. How he felt.
I could probably list a bunch of people. Arnold.
Yeah,
I would consider that.
Arnold would be awesome.
I think Arnold would be cool.
You have to go to a Vienna, Austrian restaurant or something.
Well, no, that's part of the 500. So I'm giving you 500. You're getting me there. And, you meaning whoever the charity is. But, no, it's an interesting question. I'm glad I brought it up.
Yeah, you're the best. That's why you're the legend.
There is a UFC this weekend, by the way.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
There is a bare knuckle fighting this weekend, by the way.
In Biloxi?
The New Orleans Saints come to Tampa Bay this weekend.
They are.
There is a
the
lot
Saints
of things.
They are marching in.
They are marching in after a defeat, you know, to Atlanta. It's going to be a very upset New Orleans Saint team. But are the Buccaneers making that turn? You know, was the Hargraves, you know, in the decision and sending a little shockwave through the locker room, is that exactly what this team needs or needed?
I guess time will tell. Well, I think the season's already pretty much a loss, right? I mean, they would have
you're
to
still
have
playing
them.
For job.
They'd have to have a miracle to save their career.
Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Want to thank the legend himself, Randy Couture. More details on his charity on our website. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Make the Pizza Man One.
See everybody next week. Watching every move on her
face. She said, look, what's your game? This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Steve from the Jerry Springer Show, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.